You're listening to episode 265 of Women Worldwide. Today, leaders need to communicate effectively, especially during challenging and uncertain times. Is your communication helpful? Are you a valuable, trusted resource, or are you adding to the confusion and the overwhelm? I've got a guest today who has a lot to share on this topic, so stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Wherever you are in this world, we hope that you're staying healthy, that you're safe, you, your families, and your friends. And we're here for you. So Women Worldwide, every single week, will continue to deliver the guests, the advice, the insights, the hope, the inspiration, because these are certainly unprecedented and challenging times. And that's actually where we get to the topic of today's show. There is a thread that moves through everything we do in life and in business, and that's communication. Communication can help, it can lift, it can be giving, it can be meaningful, or not. So it's really important that as we're communicating, it's effective. And I ask you, are you being effective in your communication? How are you helping and being a meaningful resource? And that's actually where my special guest comes in today. Joining me on the show is Tracy Mendelson. She is a marketing communication, brand management, and business strategist. She is also a principal at Human Impact Solutions. Tracy is also the president of the Black Public Relations Society of New York. And I am so happy to have her on this show. Tracy, welcome.
Well, it's exciting to be here. It's exciting to see you again.
I know. Tracy, it's been 2 years since Patrice's luncheon in New York.
One year.
Oh, I feel like it's okay. Wow.
A lot has happened.
Yes, so much has happened.
Wait a minute. You may be right.
I don't know. I just feel like it's long overdue. I'm really happy to be talking about effective communication with you, somebody who has been in the industry for years. But I want to start off to ask you. First off, how are you, of course?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. And how did you decide to choose a career path of marketing communication, brand management, business strategy?
Well, there was a bit of serendipity involved. I was actually a communications major, and my mother was an entertainer, and I acted and sang and danced all through school and stuff like that. And I think And I was really tall all through school, but I haven't grown since junior high. So they thought I was going to be this tall model person or whatever. And the compromise, because I wasn't interested in performing anymore. I was a child model. Anyway, the compromise was that I would pursue broadcast journalism. And honestly, what happened was I got an internship in the PR department of an ad agency. And I found out I really liked making things happen behind the scenes. And I was the youngest person in the company to ever get offered an account executive position. That kind of stuff doesn't happen anymore. People got fired and they're like, hey, you. And, right. And then I transitioned into marketing because there again, I liked being able to quantify results in real time. And so I also realized, you know, I could work in any number of industries that interested me. So it started out with entertainment and I've also done finance, and I do a great deal of work around progressive issues and nonprofit, and I've done Broadway and off Broadway and jazz. It's been I had a student ask me recently, has my career met my expectations? And I said, I don't know that I had monetary expectations, but it's exceeded my expectations in terms of the experience and the people I've gotten to meet and the things I've gotten to do.
Well, the experience of the people, that is such a big part of keeping us with our purpose. I mean, I find the same thing. I also love that it's almost like your career found you and it progressed from there and all the different industries that you've been in. What can you share maybe with the Women Worldwide audience? Because we're all thinking about what's the best way to communicate now, whether it's with our customers, our employees, any of our stakeholders?
I think the first thing that comes to mind is authentically. I think that you really can't look to, well, there's a lot of communication going on and little being said from different brands because people are parroting one another and using the information that we have that's official and you know, giving the access to resources that we have. We decided, I mean, so you asked me what the best advice is?
Yeah.
The best advice, being authentic and realizing that right now, this is what matters, this is what's important, and anything that you pitch, if it doesn't have a genuine connection to COVID and you don't have a genuine, authentic reason to be speaking about it, then you should merely produce things that are empathy-centered. Richard Edelman of Edelman Public Relations did a podcast recently, an interview, and they've published a study. They conducted a study. I don't know if they've published it yet, but he was mentioning some of the highlights. And one of the things that stuck with me was he said that what they learned was consumers are going to care about who they heard from during this time, whether they were part of the solution or they expressed concern. They're also going to care about our research has shown that they're going to care about how they treated their workers in the crisis. And so I think that those things are really important, whether if you're a person who runs your own shop, like I do with my business partner, Janet Dickerson, that's important. But it's also important how you counsel your clients. And I think very often, it may be like lawyers, you know, they say any lawyer who represents himself as a fool is a client. I think sometimes PR firms need counsel in how to handle their internal things. And, you know, letting people go without getting through one pay period and that kind of thing. Those are some of the things that have happened. And I think that, you know, other companies have the executives, top tier executives have taken pay cuts. So they can help protect their workforce.
Right.
And obviously some companies are in a position to do that and others are not. And I think that to find the best way, if you have to make those tough decisions, to do it humanely. Mm-hmm. And with especially with young people who may have moved to New York for the job or, you know, whatever, and cutting people off at the knees with no severance is just not good.
No, not at all. I mean,
and there's been a lot of that. There's been some of that. And I was talking with some colleagues and there will probably be more of that.
Right. You know, I think you're speaking to, you know, when you talk about the authenticity. It also speaks to the transparency, but this need for the empathy and the emotional intelligence that goes along with delivering the facts, which sometimes are hard to take. And, you know, I think you said something that was really interesting about the companies that will be remembered, because those that, whether they are directly related or they showed some kind of compassion. And I do agree with that. I also think with the communication, it's best, like you said, if you don't have anything to say directly related, now is not the time to be pitching. But where can you help? Any company, any professional can give and can lift. So you made some really good key points. Is the Richard Edelman study, is that the trust barometer study that they do every year, or is that a different study?
You know, I'm not sure, because I came in after the beginning of the podcast and they were just talking about it. So it could be the annual study that he was reporting on. But I got the feeling that it was specific to Corona.
Interesting.
Or perhaps it coincided.
Okay. I'm definitely going to check that study out. And you know what? I'm actually going to ask you to hold your thoughts for just a minute. We're going to shift our focus over to the sponsor of today's episode, which is Routledge Publishing. And Routledge is one of the leading publishers of textbooks and academic journals. And they're also the publisher, Tracy, of my book, Answers for Modern Communicators. And Tracy, I'm sure I've shared this with you, but it's a book that answers over 150 questions around reputation, relationship building, social media, public relations. And I thought it would be fun.
Let's do it. I'm mad that I haven't ordered it yet, and I will.
Thank you. Maybe you could answer one of the questions that I've already answered. Your question is number 57. And I'm going to apply it to the time that we're in now. So how do you maintain your networking in these challenging times?
So as president of the Black Public Relations Society, I'm very concerned that our membership have the tools they need and have the sense of community and the power of connection. And so we do that by, you know, very grassroots reach outreach. And we're looking at the virtual events to do. And the reason we haven't rushed to do something is because I don't think online happy hours and, you know, side hustle things are what we want to be about only. You know, that's real. We want to give people real tools and mechanisms and everything. And there are people even thinking about switching careers at this point and, you know, looking at industries that might be less volatile. And I don't know what industry that is, but so you do that and you create platforms for people to engage on. With our client, in my role as a principal at a firm, we on behalf of our clients, you know, stay in touch. For instance, I had book clients, with book tours set up, travel and events gone. Same with a film client who, you know, has a prominent space in the Tribeca Film Festival. Poof, gone. Although there is some, you know, online stuff being done. So we obviously, you know, look to those constituencies. We stay in touch with our colleagues who are parts of networks that we want to continue to work with and continue to be partner with. And we offer services if you know, we offer, what can I help you with? We have these resources or that. And I think that that's the way you do it. It's like staying in touch with the people in your life.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for answering that question. And thank you, Rutledge.
Did I pass?
My book. Yes, you did. That was a great answer. And thank you to Rutledge for sponsoring
this episode.
So, Tracy, let's jump back into our discussion. Now, you just mentioned, you know, your organization, the Black Public Relations Society of New York. And, you know, maybe you could share some of the challenges, whether it's communicating with this organization or with your client, or any challenges that you feel like you're facing right now, and how you approach a challenge.
Well, we're a professional organization that membership based, and we're there to provide support and resources. We're, I like to call us, a knowledge resource and opportunity network. So companies come to us when they're looking for diverse hires, and our job is to make them understand that our constituents are as qualified as any other. And when they come to us and say, we can't find diverse candidates who are qualified, I say, well, you're not casting the right net, a wide enough net, and you're not casting it in the right places. So I think that, you know, and we're diversity, equity, and inclusion advocates. So one of the things that happens is that in a situation like this, you know, when you are, you have a company that has a newly instituted DE&I initiative. So some of the people hired within those initiatives are the first to be laid off in a situation like this. And, you know, that's all unfortunate. So there's a sustainability factor there. So we want to help people through that transition, whether it's, you know, continuing, because people are still putting out information for jobs. I mean, you know, some companies are, and some companies have a hiring freeze. But we're working with everybody. We're small enough at this point to work at, with everyone on a one-to-one basis. So there's some different concerns. I mean, some people have been directly impacted by the virus. Some people have been laid off. Some people were in the midst of beginning a job search and, you know, don't know quite, you know, they're betwixt and between. And there's, I think that for everyone right now, you know, it's an opportunity to elevate your skills, focus on what you really want to do. A lot of people are unhappy in their jobs. I mean, that's just true of all industries. And when I talk to people, you know, about, you know, a given corporate culture they may be in and they're unhappy, and I just try to say, listen, you know, most corporate cultures have their idiosyncrasies that are, you know, not, I mean, you and I have probably experienced, and it's why we have our own businesses.
Just a bit.
Just a bit. And so I have a lot of empathy for that. Everybody isn't made to be an entrepreneur. And, you know, some people absolutely need to have that stable situation. And I think that, you know, the work world doesn't promise what it used to promise, that you could retire after 20, 30 years.
And, right. But it is so important. I mean, even just for your health, for your mind, to be in a culture, to be in a place that kind of aligns with who you are. And if you are at odds with a corporate culture, and granted, no one wants to go through these uncertain times, I think what you're speaking to is the self-discovery and reflection that can happen that might allow somebody to move in a different direction, especially when everything goes back to whether it's normal or a new normal.
Yeah, I mean, for our members, obviously, we're engaged in trying to diversify the workforce in this profession and its related disciplines. There are structural, cultural aspects of agencies where people do not feel included, do not have equity. People don't understand what we mean by equity. Sometimes they think it means they want a share of the company. It means that they want a fair opportunity
to be seen equally.
Yes, and to be heard and to contribute. People mm-hmm. want to contribute and they want to compete. And so very often I have to tell people two things. It's not a numbers game, diversity. It's a culture game. And it's not a game. It's about, we did some very serious workshops on site at a couple of agencies on microaggression and cultural appropriation and what have you. And there's really a limited amount of understanding of why saying this might engender that response in someone else. And so it's difficult, but it exposed a lot. There really has to be that we made the conscious decision as an organization, my fellow board members and I, to only work with partners who were serious. We weren't interested in doing one-off diversity programming, and we weren't.
Because then you're just checking a box, almost.
Checking a box. Or explaining, you're doing window dressing.
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm a very straightforward person in terms of calling it like it is, in terms of, I mean, people still say the most outrageous things about the competency of people of color. There's a presumption that a diverse hire is an indication of a lowering of standards. And it's so profoundly insulting.
Absolutely. And
I've been profoundly insulted a lot since I took over this role.
Right.
But fortunately, most of the time, it's doable to turn the moment into something useful. And that's what we try to do. So right now, I think that we want to make sure that the investment in diversity and inclusion and equity remains the same or better. And that, but we have to see what's going to happen. I just don't think that, you know, as much as PR and marketing people like to forecast, I think this is one of those situations where we really have a limited ability to do that.
Right. Very hard to predict.
Yeah.
So Tracy, I can't even believe we're up to the, let's get some advice to wrap up the show. It goes quickly. I'm going to use your words. You said, turn this moment into something useful. So Tracy, maybe you can share with the Women Worldwide audience how we can turn this moment into something useful and to do it with better communication. What's your advice?
Well, one of the things I noticed was that a lot of people, and I had noticed it before Corona took hold of everything, but a lot of women in my life were in one kind of overwhelm or another. And that the reasons for this are horrible, but the moment to stop was actually beneficial for some people. They needed to stop and have a moment to tend to their lives and to tend to themselves. Today, we're starting our social media post-corona kind of thing. We added an event scheduled for March 28th. And we started the quarter very hopefully with Black Public Relations Society. We had a workshop with Patrice Tanaka on discovering your life and leadership purpose. We thought, okay, let's let people like make the most out of Q1, you know? And then we were going to close Q1 with a celebration of virtuosos, people who have contributed because their calling and craft you know, combine to make them extraordinary. And so we were really excited about that and what Q2 was going to bring. And then here we are, you know, about 18 days before the event, we saw the writing on the wall and said, we're going to cancel. And so that was hard and difficult, and no one knew that it would be at this place where we are. So I say all that to say that I saw that a lot of people were actually relieved to work from home, to slow down. And they may not say it, you know, like, okay, this is a good thing, because it's not. But what you can do is you have to, in any moment, rise to the occasion, right? So to rise to the occasion of this moment can have different meanings for everyone, you know, whether it's learn, hone your skills in one area, or, you know, you're doing the schooling, you're administering the schoolwork of your child. So then you can really find out what they're learning and, things like that. I don't know. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, you did. There's a strong message in there. It's to stop and tend. And I think Women Worldwide listeners are appreciating that you shared that, because we all need to stop and tend. Tracy, last question, super easy. Where can people find out more about you, your work, and the Black Public Relations Society of New York?
Sure. Well, my work with Human Impact Solutions, you can find out about it at humanimpactsolutions.com. And, you know, we have a range of clients and past clients that have included, you know, Ava DuVernay, and we represent the Kellogg Foundation, and lots of stuff in between. And we have actually just started a speakers bureau for people working on people of color who have a lot to say about social justice issues and progressive causes. And then the Black Public Relations Society, we are a part of a national organization, but we're an independent affiliate. We're located in New York, and our website address is www.b as in black, p as in public, r as in relations, S is in society, and then the word New York spelled out .com. And we will be, as we roll out what we've come to, we just decided to listen to our members and find out what they needed and take the temperature at a later date. We didn't feel we had to rush out with commentary or virtual programming. We felt that what we needed to do was have substance and really offer something. So we're in the process of rolling that out this week. And so our new content will be on there today and tomorrow. And they can follow us on Instagram, BPRSNY, and on Twitter, BPRSNY, and then we're on Facebook, of course. So our membership program is very elastic, and we've come up with some special offerings for this period of time. For instance, members who are currently members who bought their membership this year, it's good through 2021.
Good.
Because there's no way to predict what we're going to be able to do programming this year.
Exactly.
You know, live programming. So that was our thought. Our student memberships are free.
Excellent.
The currency that's used there is volunteering for an event or writing an essay or something of that nature. So, you know, we love working with students, and that's how we build a pipeline. And also,
terrific.
I just generally speaking, my secret weapon all the time is millennial.
So. Oh, me too. Yeah. Tracy, thank you so much. Thanks for sharing where people can find out where you are and all of your advice today. We really appreciate it. Stay
thank
well.
Thank you so much for inviting me on. You too. Stay well. And we have to connect soon.
Yes.
On the other side.
On the other side, absolutely. Yes. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into Women Worldwide. Our hearts are with you. We're here. We will continue to share. And please share with us how you're doing, how you're feeling, what you need. You know, best place to find me at Dee Breckenridge on Twitter. You can always email me, Deirdre at pureperformance.com with two M's.com. Okay, friends, stay healthy, be well, and stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.